From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is awarding the Medal of Honor this hour to an American soldier from Elwood City, Pennsylvania, who was killed in Cambodia in 1970. The Army says paperwork for the award was lost for three decades until a Vietnam War veteran uncovered it at the National Archives. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that after more than 40 years, the late Leslie Sabo Jr. will finally be recognized for his heroic action.
Specialist Leslie Sabo Jr. is receiving the Medal of Honor posthumously for actions he took when his platoon was ambushed by North Vietnamese forces near a village in eastern Cambodia in 1970. The White House says Sabo saved the lives of several of his fellow soldiers, at one point using his body to shield a wounded comrade from a grenade blast. The White House says after suffering wounds in the explosion and from automatic weapons fire, Sabo crawled toward an enemy emplacement and used another grenade to silence his foes. It was that blast that killed him. Sabo's widow and his brother are expected to attend the White House ceremony with the President and First Lady. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
J.P. Morgan Chase's $2 billion gaffe is a subject of congressional scrutiny. Today, House Republicans said the bank's trading losses raise critical questions about how firms control their risks, but they're rejecting Democratic calls for stricter regulation. The defense in John Edwards' corruption trial rests without calling the former Democratic presidential candidate or his ex-mistress to the stand. Edwards faces six counts of violating campaign finance law by using donors' money to hide his extramarital affair with Riel Hunter while he was running for president in 2008. Edwards has pleaded not guilty. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is on a campaign swing through Florida. This morning, he appeared before several hundred people in St. Petersburg. Steve Newborn of member station WUSF says the GOP's presumptive nominee focused today on the national debt.
Mitt Romney went tireless and joked with a crowd of mostly retirees. Standing before a digital clock endlessly ticking up the amount of the national debt, he went on the offensive against President Obama.
This president's comfortable with trillion-dollar deficits. I'm not. I'll stop that. This is a president who's comfortable in cutting our military. I'm not. I will stop that. This is a president who is not taking advantage of our energy resources. Instead, he's taking your dollars and investing it in some of the little businesses of his campaign contributors.
This campaign debate will continue for just over 100 days. The nation's largest swing state will then be the home for the GOP National Convention. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Dow is up 19 points to 12,651. NASDAQ is off 11 points. This is NPR News. Greece plans to hold new elections on June 17th. A court official will be appointed to lead an interim government until the national vote. Also, no internationally binding agreements will be made during that time. None of the political parties was able to win enough parliamentary seats to govern alone in the earlier election, which triggered an attempt to form a coalition government. That stalled over disagreement about Greece's cost-cutting measures designed to get a European IMF bailout and avoid default. That could undermine a global recovery. Industrial production in the United States rose 1.1% in April. NPR's Asma Khalid says that's the biggest one-month increase in more than a year.
Some economists are cautiously optimistic. Industrial production refers to factory, mining, and utility output. And economists say April's big gain reflects a jump in utility output after a mild winter lowered heating demands. Cliff Waldman is an economist at the Manufacturers Alliance for Innovation and Productivity. He says the month-to-month volatility needs to be interpreted carefully.
I'm fairly confident in saying that in spite of the April snapback, U.S. manufacturing is undergoing a moderation in its growth. It's not falling apart, but it is definitely moderating.
The data also shows factory production rose 0.6% in April. Gains in motor vehicles helped drive the numbers up. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Signaling improvement in housing, builders have broken ground on 2.6% more homes, but permits for future building are down. U.S. stocks mixed with the Dow up 9 points to 12,641. NASDAQ is down 13 points and the S&P 500 down 1. This is NPR.